first question being, are you gay?
Let me think.
Yes.
Okay. No, no, no.
No? That's a reassuring answer. That's a reassuring answer. Anyway, we're here for the Havoc Free Swing Radio Station, Def Bass, of course, and I'm here interviewing Vention, and he's going to give us his views and opinions on a whole bunch of things that I'm going to ask him. Right, well, your first question, mate. How old are you, and what's your current job?
I'm 26. I'm a games programmer for Norwegian Games Company.
Cool, that's good.
Company.
Don't worry about it, mate. Your English is probably better than mine. Anyway, okay, so how many years have you been on the scene?
Oh, it's a long, long, long time.
Long, long time.
Since 89 or 90.
89, blimey. So, you know what I'm going to ask you? Which groups?
Oh, just the late year ones, right?
Yeah, just the ones you can remember.
All right. Last one was Poker Brothers.
Poker Brothers.
And the one before that was Catherine.
Yeah.
Then there was a German group called Autumn. And before that, there was a Danish group called Project.
Project. Cool. Yeah, there's some big names in there, definitely.
They go even further back, but really small groups.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's basically what we're looking for. So, I mean, now many, many years on, so are you mainly on the PC or are you still with the Amiga?
Well, I've got all of them. So, I'm pretty much on all.
You're basically on everything. Right.
But mainly PC.
Mainly PC these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any reason that you switch from the Amiga to the PC or you just kind of transition?
It depends on work, really.
Yeah.
So it work moved from the 68,000 to PC.
So you move with it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
And the thing is, the demos, they don't really run on my Amigas anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've noticed. I got a bunch of standard A1200s, and then Mr. Tickle was down here a couple of weeks ago, and he showed me all these demos that were running on his 060 and Cyberstorm and everything. He was like, oh, no way, they never run on mine. Yeah.
They probably didn't run that fast, did they?
No. that's the other thing. He showed me some cool things like Doom in a window on Workbench. That's mad.
Yeah,
that
actually it's pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, so you've been on the scene a long time. Who do you respect? Who are your main influences on the scene?
Oh, that's plenty. when I started out, I was sort of the Catherine's wannabes and Detchin back in the real old days.
Yeah.
So I was at an old copy party, so standing next to Mr. Megamind and Promax and those kind of guys.
Yeah.
And then later it was the Spy, Deftronic, they're more contemporary demo makers.
Yeah, so those are the kind of guys that you were looking at for, for where you wanted to be.
Yeah, well, the truth is actually that went back all the way back when I started, and one of the guys I joined the group with was best friends with the Spy.
Right.
And that was in 90 or something.
Right.
But if not even before.
Yeah.
So he was pretty good back then as well.
So that was kind of how you got onto the scene then? Like onto the,
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, in that group list that we said there, you mentioned Kefrens, and you know I've got to talk about them. Kefrens probably one of the most respected groups. I mean, definitely for me, I thought Kefrens, you guys were the bomb there. I mean, what was it like being in such a respected group?
Not that special, actually. No, it was fun. It was more fun having parties with Kefrens, really.
Yeah.
Just having meetings with Lachlan and WO and those guys.
Yeah, I mean,
it was fun.
Has to be said that, I mean, you guys were, you guys were one of the best at what you did. It's, Desert Dream, definitely the best demo I've ever seen. Has to be. I mean, forget all the effects, but You know, forget all these latest 3D effects that you see. Desert Dream, nothing can beat it for, you know, for, like, storyline and style and effects and everything. You know, I have to say, pretty impressed by you guys.
I guess Maxity will be very proud of hearing that.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I was surprised that you guys were still around. I mean, I'd just come back on the scene. I was off for the last 2 years. Then came back about 4 months ago. I mean, I was really surprised to see you around. So you've really stuck by it. So there you go.
The thing is, just got stuck. there's still loads of people I meet and talk to. So I stay at the Amiga scene and just talk to people.
Yeah, so it's a friendship thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's good news. See, you see a lot of that in the Omega scene still. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it's very true. Your last release, what was your last release? And when was it?
My last release? That was actually a 4K intro.
Right.
I did with Slammer from Retnex at the Gathering in 96 or 97.
96, 97. Well, actually, you've been inactive for a little while.
Oh yeah, you can say that again.
Yeah, true Cena, you've been inactive.
I've done stuff, but haven't released it.
Right, so just unreleased stuff for private releases.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Favorite releases that you've worked with, over the years you've been saying a long time. What are your favorite releases that you've worked on?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
Exactly. No, it has to be actually some of the intros we made. So we've just made many of them.
Yeah. So nothing in particular, just generally a lot of the stuff that you released.
I know people would love to say, Desert Dream was really awesome.
Yeah.
But I was not really working on that.
I think you should just say, like, I was completely responsible for Desert Dream, so all praise to me.
I made the hidden part.
Yeah, but it was hidden, mate. We didn't see it.
Certainly.
anyway.
You know, I actually went all the way to Norway.
You went all the way to Norway?
Give them this hidden thing, yeah.
Really? Oh, that's dedication.
I sent it on a disc, but they didn't get it in time, so I had to actually go on a train and meet up with them.
Oh, that's a bit mad. You wouldn't see that in the scene these days. That's dedication for you.
Probably not.
I mean, when was Desert Dream released? That was 92?
Yeah, it must have been.
It was about 92, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, 92 or 93. I think it was the year before I got a job.
Yeah.
And that was 93 then.
Right. That's fair enough. Okay, between Desert Dream and Guardian Dragon, which one do you like best? The two demos, when people say Kefren's, those are the two demos that people think of straight away. Which do you like the best?
Probably the second Guardian Dragon.
Yeah, Guardian Dragon 2.
It was sort of the last effect-based demo we made.
Yeah.
So it was only effects, not really all these effects hanging together.
Yeah. That's
that was probably it.
Yeah. Okay, we've talked about
it. And it was damn hard to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive, mate. It's impressive. Don't let me take that away. Okay, we talked about your releases and releases you've worked in. Your favourite release from other people, other groups. What's your favourite release?
Many.
Just one.
I best like Art, actually.
Art from Sanity.
From Sanity.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was good.
That was really nice.
Yeah, it was. I remember Art from Sanity. That was, when was that? 94?
Now you're testing these skills again. Yeah, it was 94.
Yeah, it was a while ago, anyway. Anyway, so, you've been on the scene a long time, as I've said many times now. Do you think it's changed since when you joined and to how it is now? And if you do, I mean, how's it changed?
I actually don't know. I only know the scene through the people I meet and talk to on IRC.
Right.
So it's difficult to say.
Mm. So in your eyes, you don't think it's changed all that much?
Well, I don't really see that many demos coming out without there being a party.
Mm. That's very true, actually.
So yeah. It has changed in a certain way there.
Yeah, there used to be a lot more just demos and intros released for the sake of releasing them, but now everything's party-based, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before, you could get packs going every week.
Yeah, it's very true.
Now, you have to wait to the parties 3 times a year, 4 times a year.
Yeah. I mean, talking about parties, what's your favourite party?
It's not the party. No, lately it's only been Symposium.
Yeah, Mecca. Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Generally, people's opinions recently seem to be that Meccas are a pretty good, the party to go to. As I famously said.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
smack in the middle of Europe.
Yeah.
From my point of view.
Yeah. I mean, it's handy for everyone that lives near, but for people like me that live miles away, it's an absolute nightmare to get to. But anyway,
I live in Oslo.
Well, it's nice and convenient, isn't it?
It's only about 1,100 kilometres.
Yeah. No, it's Mr. Tickle's actually trying to get me to go to the next Mecca, so hopefully, if things go right, I shall definitely be there.
You should come.
Yeah, I'd like to, definitely. It's, but, you know, it's, we'll see. If I can get there, I will definitely be there. Anyway, current releases. What's your opinion on the quality of current releases of stuff that you've seen coming out these days?
Well, from the amount of colours, it's pretty very nice. But it's only running about 2 or 3 frames a second.
So
it's not really impressive.
Right. So, I mean, overall, do you think the standard's gone down, or people are relying on older effects, or you've just not seen anything that really takes your fancy?
No, the standard's probably gone up, but you have to keep your machine in track with the demos.
Yeah.
And in the old days, it was the other way around.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's...
So it's impressive that they do all kinds of things that I couldn't even have imagined.
Mm.
But still, it's not working on my machine.
Which I guess is the important thing. It's funny that you spoke about that. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this recently. Scandal on CFX Web. We've spoken about this on the station quite a few times, and various other people have been talking about it a lot. Scandal was all in favour of limiting the demo platforms. So basically, going back to the days where you had your base Amiga and all demos were coded for that base Amiga, you were limited to 40K intros, you know, and everything was set in such a way that rather than you've got unlimited sizes for your demos and you can produce these huge 3D movie demos, basically, is what he called them, you're limited down to really hitting the hardware and, you know, squeezing every last ounce of power out of your processor, rather than relying on third-party effects. I mean, what's your opinion on restricting the platforms of today? The processors and the architecture of machines today is so much more powerful than they used to be. Do you think we should restrict, say, party machines to say competitions can only run on this machine or on that machine, rather than saying, look, here's the most powerful machine we can buy?
Well, it would be better if there's a common platform. The thing is, people are still making demos with machines that are too old.
Mm.
And then they have to compete on a platform that they actually haven't got access to themselves.
Yeah, that's another good point.
So, back in the old days, you would scream if your demo had to run on an Amiga 2000. But yeah. Now you'd laugh if you get whatever you get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, you're in favour of restricting the platform a bit to force the coders to use their abilities rather than hardware and driver upgrades, really.
But it would make for a better competition.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll probably agree with you. I think the general opinion, actually, is that there's a valid point to it. Of course, the other thing about demos going on these faster, more powerful machines, there's been another argument that are demos becoming art? What with Sig Graph coming up in America that Fion and other people are trying to get demos shown at, the question is now being, are demos equivalent to art? Will they be viewed in the same way that modern art is now, say in a couple of years or even just a year down the road? Do you think demos will be seen as art?
basically it's just videos. So I don't really see any art in it, but it can probably be seen as an art form.
Right.
If you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's interpretation, isn't it? Pretty much anything can be seen as an art form these days, but, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, so.
It's in the arms of a holder.
that's very true, actually, isn't it? Where do you think the scene is going to go from here? I mean, we're at this point now where the scene started up. What, I wouldn't even want to put a number on it. 15 years ago, maybe now, but probably a bit more. From there to now, we've seen all these changes. We've seen more impressive demos, more impressive releases. We've seen increased architecture, better specs of machines. Just the way parties have changed. They've become less demo parties, more game parties. I mean, where do you think the scene's going to go from here?
I really don't know. Hopefully they can get into this art business. That way they'll survive for a while.
Become a famous artist and earn lots of money.
Well, it's just going this way that people are not interested in demos. People are more interested in making games, playing games, being in competitions about games. So it's more game-oriented than demo-oriented.
Yeah. Do you think that's...
So it's a change.
Yeah. Do you think that's to do with a lot of newer people coming onto the scene? Because the scene's moved almost solely onto the net now. Any BBS you can't find has to be Telnet to survive. I mean, do you think this change has come down, has it come down to the fact that the scene has moved onto the net and it's so accessible by the general public, if you like?
Maybe. I don't know. I can say that from my point of view, I never had access to the net or BBSs. So it sort of created the fact you had to go and find your friends. So you couldn't just go in and meet people the same way you do now.
That's true.
So it's much more knowing people and that new people, and that way you can get in contact with really cool guys. Now everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, that's.
Or you can get to know anyone.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot easier to learn from people who've done things already.
That's
and if you can find them and talk to them, then that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, that's good. So you're pretty much in favour of the scene being more open and letting new people come into it far easier.
Well, I think it's the only way it can survive.
That's good. Anyway, we're coming to the end of this interview now. Have you got anything to add to any of the questions we've been speaking about?
Really, it's been fun though.
it's been good having you on here, mate. Have you got any greets? Any shouts out to anyone?
They aren't alive any longer, are they?
You do, they're just not here.
Maybe Paradox, they're still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And those Red Star, Red Sector.
Yes, a lot of the old groups are gone, but yeah, so that's good.
No, I'll say hi to everyone listening.
Well, there you go. Thanks very much for agreeing to this interview, mate. You were listening to Vention. Those were his views on the on the scene as it was, as it is, and his personal opinions. Thanks for coming on the show, mate.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, mate. I'll hopefully speak to you soon.